a modern chick who does what she wants. Before you judge, you should know I'm doing fine. My friends are awesome, my apartment's sick, and I have a great job at a men's magazine.
What am I doing? I slept at the doctor's place last night.
My boy got intimate.
Yes.
Sexual intercourse.
Oh!
You never spend the night. What were you, blackout drunk?
No, I had like 2 drinks. 3 max. 4 now that I'm tallying.
Okay, here's the deal. Although it's packaged as a daring and groundbreaking raunchy rom-com with the new It Girl Amy Schumer, Trainwreck is just a retread of the standard formula with the gender roles reversed. Schumer plays a commitment-phobic woman who gets plastered throughout the week and hops from bed to bed, refusing to spend the whole night with any guy. When she meets a successful sports medicine doctor played by Bill Hader, she falls for him and reconsiders what's happening with her life. While it has some pretty funny moments, many of them attributable to LeBron James and a surprising comedic turn as Hader's BFF, the film only has the appearance of being daring and fresh. In essence, it recycles the characters from an Owen Wilson or Vince Vaughn comedy, only drunker and more promiscuous. My biggest problem with Trainwreck is that I didn't like most of the characters. They're acerbic, mean-spirited, self-destructive, and vindictive. Plus, with the uncanny amount of abusive alcohol consumption of Schumer's character, her redemption moments are marred by a complete minimization of real struggles over substance abuse. I wouldn't want to have dinner with real people like this, so it's no surprise that I didn't particularly enjoy spending 2 hours in a movie theater with them. Trainwreck gets 2.5 stars out of 5. This is Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.